Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
SI unit prefixes. These are the kilos, giga, mega, tera, peta, various things up to yotto. Going downwards, you've got the milli, micro, nano, femto, pico. I think that's right, picometers. Nano, pico, femto, all the way going all the way down. What are these prefixes? Now, just a little bit of background. I'm doing this podcast while walking. I'm sure people are used to it. I was just trying to actually get out some of the technical things, trying to actually hold everything so it doesn't have this enormous while it's going around. So it's actually a little bit of a skill to that. So I hope that I'll have a little listen back to this as we're going along. And to be sure, this is because people got this wrong. I became a bit of contemptuous in terms of that. I suddenly see in medicine that was it been administered to me that I was getting so many megalitres of medicine rather than millilitres of medicine, the small difference between a little m and a big M. And I obviously corrected people. I became a bit arrogant, and I had this basic idea that as you read on the different textbooks and sites, g'day guys, okay, different sites, that it's Latin above and Greek below. I think that might be it for minor units. And then I thought, oh, let's have a bit of a look at this. And I was actually rather surprised to go through it. It's not all Latin, it's not all Greek. Milli, which is a thousandth unit for a is Latin. Let's go downwards for a while. Is Latin, whereas micro is, so milli is clearly a thousandth, so it's a small m. Micro is the Greek for small. That means a millionth. Now, this is where it gets a bit hairy. All these Roman G, T, or P, small p for pico. Micro is a bit of the wild child. It's actually a Greek letter. So with all these with all these units, you have Roman letters, except there's this one Greek letter. There might be another Greek letter in there somewhere. I'm not quite sure where it would be. So a micro is a small micro, and so this is the first really unusual thing to get used to, letters. Micro, let's go bit further forward. Nano, what does nano mean? Well, nano, this is a nanometer, this is a thousandth of a micron, so you've got sub nanometer wire snapping a bit. It's enough to blow your mind out. When I was at in the 80s, there was this sort of big fanfare microelectronics was getting under 5 micron thick wires, and so this is 5 microns, and now 5 nanometers is 5 nanometers is 1,000 times smaller, and so per centimeter you can get a million times more. So back in the 80s, where you're able to get one chip, you can get many millions of chips onto it. And so this is sort of like the experience. G'day. And nano has become sort of the natural sort of successor. Sorry, from the Greek for shoes. I hope this is not causing any noise here. I'm trying to hold the system such that it doesn't create any background noise for him. Well, yeah, so nano is pretty awesome. And then after nano, something smaller is pico. And so picometer is sort of like the area a nanometer is a billionth of a meter. A picometer is a trillionth of a meter. And pico, where does that come from? And pico doesn't sound too Greek to me. It didn't remind me of anything in Latin I'd learnt. And to my shock, it's Spanish. What? Spanish? Spanish / Celtic. Wow. And this comes, I don't think they had, I think in 1875 they decided on the prefixes, or even earlier that, 1785, one of those. I think 1785 would be possibly a bit better, because that's in the age of the French Revolution, so 1785, I'll go with that one. They picked this thing up, but pico means a pinch, a tiny bit of a pick. So it's just the flake of a flake is enough to actually move a finely balanced measure, balancing old scale balances to come across. And so that was a bit of a revelation. I'm just going up this hill at the moment on my way to walk to the gym, and I'll have to phone home when I get to the gym and say that's where I'm going to. But let's go back up to it. So you've got basically a centimetre, Latin for centurion, millimetre, micro, Greek, goes Greek for a while, nano, dwarf, so small. He's a small man. He's so small, he's an actual fact a dwarf. Is there. And then pico, then femtometer. So femtometer is a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth, 5,000ths. Low, or if thousands got three zeros, so in terms of units, it's actually really very, very small, and it's 15 zeros. And where does femto come from? Well, femto, of course, well, if it's not Greek, it's not Italian, could it possibly be Spanish again? And femto doesn't sound very much like it. And of course, you guessed it, it's Danish and Norwegian for 15. So that's femto. Then you've got atto and other things going down, atto. So femto is pretty small. And the general thing I know of was with femtoseconds. And this is where you use a nanosecond laser pulse, which has got a broad spectrum, and recompress it through. You disperse it. So if you put something down an optical fiber, the red wavelengths will travel. It depends where the absorption peaks are, but the redder wavelengths may travel more slowly, the blue wavelengths more quickly, and so eventually your smaller pulse will spread out to be a rainbow when we come in. Now, you can reverse it by setting up something, putting a spectral rainbow on, and then sending it the wrong way up at an optical fibre. It comes out as a femtosecond pulse, or you can actually do that in free space with some optics. And with femtosecond pulses, you can actually get a snapshot of molecules breaking apart. It's that sort of, even a molecule traveling really fast in a femtosecond barely moves its, a molecular bond length away. So you can get into that. So going down, you've got a bit of Latin. So rather than Latin below and Greek above or whatever it was, it starts off Latin, goes a bit Greek, then Spanish, and then of course the Danish. And this is something which, can I say, it's colourful, and it's a bit of embarrassment. However, there were some units down there which I was absolutely in love with, and in the 80s they got rid of them, and the units that they got rid of was the angstrom. And why I liked angstrom so much, the angstrom, the symbol for an angstrom was a letter A with a little circle on top, and it was a unit which was a tenth of a nanometer. So, it was a really useful, well-tuned unit for a bond length. Whereas a meter is a unit which is well-tuned for humans. So your arm length is roughly a meter. Meter, the origin of the word meter is a measure. And the length of your arm, a male arm, of course, is about a meter length. So that's where we've come up with meter from. So that's the measurement of it. Now, moving up, we've got some other things. We've got deca, hecta, for deci, or for a decimeter, a hectometer, a kilometer. And that's a small K, which is a lot of people put a big K. It's got a small K. And after a kilometre, you've got a megameter, or M, capital M, small M. And this sort of rather gets, you can M, small M, small M, that's a millimetre, big M, small M. It's there. I'll have to go into that more. But mega is from the Greek for big. And after you've got 1,000 million or 1 billion, that's a gigameter. So a gigameter is an interesting unit there. So that's a gigameter is 10 to the 9 meters, and a speed of light is 3 by 10 to the 8 meters. So basically light takes 10 or 3 seconds roughly to travel a gigameter, and a gigameter is the other G. Fabulous. Besides gigabyte, everyone now knows that if you want a movie or a file which is more than a couple of pictures long, you need a gigabyte. The big use there is the I don't know how noisy this is for you guys. It's pretty noisy for me walking around the side of this freeway. It's rather sad, isn't it? So you've got a gigabyte and a giga year, and the universe, you know, everything in our universe is 13.8 giga years. So we're the Earth is roughly 14.5, the Sun, sorry, 4.5, the Sun is 5 giga years, and the universe is 13.8 G years. So that's a sort of a general knowledge. After giga, after giga, you can get 1,000 giga, and that's a tera. And now, tera is in, it means monster. So it's big, gigantic monster. Yeah. So you've got Tyrannosaurus, means a monster, a giant monster lizard. Then, or it's a tyranny. Might be one word of it. So a monster, a beast, and stuff like that. You've got monster, tyranny. It's T-Rex. There's a few other T things that are out there. It's probably a tyrant. So this gives you an idea. That means monster. And now the next level up is a peta meter. And I like it because my name's Peter, and great. And it's also petu. Now that's how you pronounce it. And if you had to you can actually teach anyone from any country to speak like an Australian, but you just have to give them the wrong spelling, the wrong words, and they'll have a go at it. And it says, they'll say gear die mate, or what's your name? Peter. Oh, you're, so if you want to listen to it, that's an Australian crossing as we're going here. Hopefully it'll be a bit more silent here. I rather liked it. The various Canadians, when I went to the University of Toronto, bless their cotton socks, I don't think they knew what was happening to them. The University of Toronto, they would come around and say, what's your name? And I'd say, Peter. And they say, that sounds like pay dirt. You know, they would say it back to me in their Canadian ears. And occasionally I'd be there sort of bolting together a laser and stuff like that, and then the students would burst in, and then this guest person, they said, oh, we found another Australian. And they, and he'd say, oh. And I said, you're in New Zealand. And he said, yes, but I can't, you know, I've given up. And back in the 80s, Australia, New Zealand were all new territory for, at least amazingly, the Canadians and Americans. Now, and they were just saying, well, we hadn't heard of Australia until Crocodile Dundee. And yeah, they're sort of always a big reawakening of Australia. So there's Peter, a Peter meter, and there's 10 Peter meters in a light year. So Peter meter is really our neighborhood metric unit. So you're used to miles and light years. We do kilometers and Peter meters. Now Peter comes from the Greek for five, I think, from Pentagon. You know, what does the Pentagon say? We've been invaded by aliens or something, whatever it is, or you know, the Pentagon is something that, just an amazing idea that military power in the United States and the world is centered on a building which is not square. And that will throw people off. So that Pentagon and the Pentacle and the Peter meter, and that's sort of a fantastic Fantastic. Look, what I rather like is that when you actually give the actual definitions of some of these things, you get a you get 15 from Denmark, going all the way down. Then you get Pico, which is like a flake of nothing, mate, in some sort of Spanish language. Then you've got a dwarf, and then it's small, and then it's a thousandth, and then kilo. I don't know where kilo actually comes from, but I do think probably Greek or something like that. Then mega, big, gigantic, you know, a giant, and then monster, big. And then coming back in, oh, look at this 15 zeros, you know, it's bloody huge, and you come into it. And so the units which are really sort of useful for getting around various things, so like the sun is a gigameter across. If you want to know what a gigameter, the sun is a million kilometers, a kilometer's got a thousand. So a thousand times a million, a GM. So it's, oh, that's one gigameter. You've got to, oh, I'd walk a gigameter to get to you, you know. So it's pretty big. But then, our nearest star is 40 petameters away. So it'll cross. Now, of course, then it gets a little bit boring. The femto is a little bit boring, and the petameter, the story of that's a little bit boring. So they are the basic units. I'm going to stop this now and listen to the awesomely, you know, crunchy, and see what the actual audio of this is. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.